As Canadians, we are very fortunate to be introduced to a well and organized system where we don't have the need to rely on other nations' support. Many countries today are suffering and still developing while relying on others for help. What can we do?
My name is Zaki Karim.
And I'm Ethan Piolo.
And our podcast is called Canada and its Foreign Aid. Our inquiry question is, should Canada be sending foreign aid to support developing countries?
What exactly is foreign aid, Zaki?
According to Google, foreign aid is money, food, or resources given or lent by one country to another. Foreign aid has been occurring in the environment for hundreds of years, specifically for those countries in need of help in order to maintain a proper society.
Canada's foreign aid spending fell in 2017 to 26% of gross national income. In 2012, it was at 31%. The average for countries part of the DAC is at 32%, which means Canada is well below the average. We interviewed Erica, Jovan, and Mercedes and asked their thoughts on foreign aid. Do you feel that Canada should be sending its foreign aid to help those countries in need?
Yes, because other countries don't have the proper resources to support each other like us.
In the short term, no. Long term, possibly. Because speaking in economic terms, Canada is going through extraction right now. So with Trudeau's liberal plan, spending money towards the infrastructure plan will boost our economy. And if we're delaying that to help others aid, Canada's economy will deteriorate through time and it will be even in a state of further recession and depression due to helping other countries.
I don't think so, because I think we should be helping like the people here before we do that first. But then once everyone is fine here, then like send foreign aid to other countries.
There is a huge gap in the Trudeau government and Canada's history of providing foreign aid. What Prime Minister Trudeau says and what actually happens is quite astonishing. He publicly told the world that his government, quote, Canada is back, end quote. At the end of the day, calculations show that Canada is at the bottom of the providing countries along with Japan because what they promise to give and what they actually give are very different. The 2018 government looked to make a return as they had rebalanced their budget. If Canada wants to be trusted again with their promises on international aid, they have to stick to their word and actually do what they say they will.
Why do you think that Canada's government's verbal commitments and what they actually do are very imbalanced?
Under the Liberals' platform, it's understood that Justin Trudeau states that the budget will balance themselves, and that's taken on complete backlash from the Conservatives and the NDP, criticizing Justin Trudeau's economic plan. Because as of right now, many citizens of Canada don't understand the effects of how much growth in GDP actually works. So currently in 2018, last year, Canada's national debt reached around $600 billion, which reached its maximum utmost high. So compared to this, in the long run, many citizens will not realize the actual verbal commitment that Canada will actually go through, because it takes time. The budget will eventually balance itself if Justin Trudeau's infrastructure plan goes through with spending in roads, government services, and economic greenhouses to furthermore stimulate consumer spending and giving more money in Canadians' pockets, which also is a factor that increases our total output and real output of our real GDP.
That was a very detailed answer. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Jovan.
Liam Swiss, a development expert at Memorial University in St. John's, says Canada can afford to do more and should do more. But should they really? Perhaps there are more things that Canada should focus on than foreign aid.
So what are some of the issues you see in Canada that need to be improved here before we send foreign aid to developing countries?
I think there should be more financial funds towards like immigrants and homeless people, and we should clean up Canada more. Like, there should be more people working on like pollution and...
Yes, Canada has the money and supplies to help those in need. However, not all of our money should go towards foreign aid. We should start focusing on the environment needs, like decreasing the amount of power usage, water usage, air pollution, and everything else in general. Canada should be focusing on helping the homeless also. Take a look at downtown Vancouver East Hastings. Hundreds of homeless people are just gathered around with their tents and supporting themselves with the money they can get. As most of us know, East Hastings isn't the cleanest place down there. But if our government did support those in need, the environment will be a lot cleaner and would make a lot more people happy. What do we think?
My personal thoughts are that I believe that we should be sending foreign aid to developing countries solely because we have many necessary resources in which these third world countries could use to benefit from and soon become self-sufficient. I also think that we should not overly send foreign aid because then these countries will eventually become dependent on Canada's resources and will not learn to thrive on their own. Canada is most definitely in a position to provide for developing countries, but they should limit what they send on an extreme level to maintain organized and self-sufficient. I hope to learn new, interesting personal views on the matter at hand and hopefully gain a higher sense of understanding.
Personally, I believe that helping those in need is very important in this world. Being selfless is better than being selfish because not everyone has the same resources in order to help support themselves. I feel like as a united country, Canada is known to be very supportive and helpful in the entire world. Canada is known to be one of the more fortunate places to live in because of the well-organized environment.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.